The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said." This is our text. Please be seated. He is risen.
He is
risen indeed. Hallelujah. You know, I think as we gather on this Easter day, one of the most spectacular characteristics of the Hollywood film industry is special effects. I mean, how many times have you walked out of a theater or you watched a movie on TV and you're thinking to yourself, wow, how did they do that? But I'm going to tell you, there is no Hollywood special effect that can match the earth-shaking, tomb-opening visit from the angel on Easter morning. In fact, the shockwaves of joy from that morning are still being felt all over the world, because it is the most joyful event in the history of humanity. You know, in spite of all that has been going on here and around the world, there's been something that I have been waiting for the past 40 days to do. And I hope that you will join with me, because around the world, it is customary for some Christian congregations to eliminate one word from their vocabulary during the season of Lent. That word is not spoken or sung or prayed in some congregations all the way from Ash Wednesday until Easter Sunday. I mean, Palm Sunday, that starts off with the word Hosanna, which means save us. And the crowds, they shouted it in order to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. But we know that their hosannas quickly turned to hostility and hatred. By the end of the week, Jesus heard the shouts of "Crucify him!" ringing in his ears as he carried his cross up the hill to Golgotha. I mean, for 40 days we have waited for this moment when we could celebrate the risen Christ. And so today, with congregations around the world, we get the opportunity to say that one special word together. And that word is, as some of you have already guessed, hallelujah. It's the Hebrew word that means praise you, Lord. And so I invite you to say it with me now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, you could do better than that. One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the ultimate Easter word. But in all candor, we would have to say that alleluia was probably the last word that the women were thinking as they headed to Jesus' tomb, as they headed there to anoint his broken body on that first Easter morning. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Don't you remember that? The angel sat on the stone. His appearance was like lightning. His clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy. And they ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. And they came to him, and they clasped his feet, and they worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. You know, there are so many stories in the Bible of people waiting on God. They're waiting to hear God's voice, waiting to receive God's provision or guidance. So I think it's interesting that the Easter story is one of those few stories in the Bible when God waits for us. Can you picture the guards' faces when they see the angel descend from heaven and roll back the stone from Jesus' tomb with such power that he caused an earthquake? But I want you to notice that the angel didn't release Jesus from the tomb. Jesus had already risen from the grave. He had even folded up his grave clothes neatly and left them behind. He didn't need the angel's help. But the angel rolled away the stone so that Jesus' visitors that morning could see inside the empty tomb. And then the angel sat down on the stone. Why did he sit down on the stone? He wasn't tired. Well, the angel was sitting there waiting for the women to arrive. And what do you reckon he was doing while he was waiting? Well, one thing we do know is that he wasn't practicing what he was going to say to the women. I mean, we might do something like that, but not an angel. I mean, angels may have a fairly hard job, but I think memorizing their lines would be easy. Almost every angel, at least in the New Testament, has the same opening line. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's four words and an exclamation point. That's how you know that God is near. Whenever God is near, people get very afraid. So I want you to imagine the women coming to the tomb in the early morning darkness. Their eyes are swollen and tender from weeping. Their hearts are breaking. It's a journey that they hoped they would never have to make. And they walk to the tomb with heavy hearts, fearful of harassment by the guards, worried about how they would move the stone, and grieving because the man who was the way, the truth, and the life was now dead and in the grave. And then they saw the angel waiting for them. And notice what the angel says. He's not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come see for yourself. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that he's already headed toward Galilee. And as the women hurried out from the tomb, we're told that Jesus appeared to them in the flesh. Jesus, whose bloody, tortured body they had prepared for burial. He was standing before them alive. Do not be afraid, he said. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. And nothing in human history has been the same since that moment. I mean, if every believer shouted "Alleluia" on Easter Sunday morning with all of their might, Maybe we would create the greatest explosion of joy that this world has ever experienced. Because Jesus' resurrection from the grave and his promise of an eternal life for everyone who puts their trust in him, that's the very heart of Christianity. And that's why we say, Hallelujah, today and every day. One more time, Hallelujah! He arose and he lives forevermore. So praise the Lord. And one more time, I have to say, he is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.